This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind, another hour of our broadcast. Yesterday, as you know, we were down at Coolidge, Arizona with the folks from Fisher Industries. They put on quite a display there. Actually, Senator Kramer was there, Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, about a dozen members of the House, Debbie Lusko from Arizona, Andy Biggs from Arizona. You had Todd Getz there. I'm just trying to think of everybody that was there. Oh, a couple of folks in our neighborhood, Dusty Johnson from South Dakota, as well as Pete Stauber from Minnesota. And it was intense. It was just a whole lot happening in a short period of time. And I was really impressed at how the congressional delegation really just got down close and, you know, like the business end of those, where the cement's being poured and checking everything out. Got a full briefing on the technology. It's pretty extraordinary. It's one of the reasons we want to catch up today with the head of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, General Semonite, in town to talk about flood protection. And we had a nice conversation with him earlier. We're going to run that entire interview tomorrow on the program because there was a lot of nuggets in there that I thought were very interesting on flood protection. But I want to, just because we're at the White House today, talking a little bit about a big priority here, and that's border protection, start with a little bit of a conversation on the on the border. And I started with him asking, I think a fairly simple question, talking about his recent time down with the president on the California U.S.-Mexico border, where he talked about the fact that 80 miles of border wall had been built so far, that there would be 90 miles new by the end of the year, and then 277 in a year. So I asked him, based on what's been built to date, I can't quite figure out how they can safely say that much will be built now. Are those numbers real? Here's his answer.
Thing is that when they asked me to talk, they told me I had like 10 seconds. There's caveats to all of that. The main caveat that you need to know is that that is contingent on funding come available and no lawsuits and no protests. So while it's very, it's great to have estimates, there are a lot of different environmental wickets that have to go through. And those numbers, especially if you were to think of the 450 number I expressed, a lot of that is contingent on funding that is continued to be potentially available through the Secretary of Defense. He has not made a decision on the rest of that money, but I was asked to be able to say, if the plan played out without litigation, without protest, and assuming that the funds that have been identified, what could you deliver? That's where that number came from.
So next, the question then is, a couple of weeks before that, Customs and Border Patrol has said only 40 miles was built. So I'm trying to get my arms around, just a simple question. How many dollars have been allocated? Here's what it's bought. Where is it? Can I see it? Are you able to, tell us how many miles of open border previous to President Trump now have new barrier? In other words, no protection previously, now have protection. How much there?
We can certainly, lay that out. It is a confusing answer where you're trying to get a single number. Here's why. Every one of these is either a different year of money. So the actual 40 miles is a very, very accurate number when you're looking at FY17 Customs and Border Appropriations. So that is a true number when you're looking at 17. On the 18 program, that is still under construction. So when you say, there's 17 money, there's 18 money, there's 19 money, and I'm all talking about appropriations, that is all ongoing, and we've got different bins of how that would be done. And then there's, you're probably very, very aware that we have been asked by the Secretary of Defense to be able to stand up what's called some of this 284 money. So we're in the process of doing that now. So it really is a portfolio of different projects with different types of money. Now, Scott, you're a smart guy. Here's what even gets more confusing is when someone starts saying new and replacement, and that's a 10-minute discussion, but everybody will then take a different interpretation of what that is based on where they're coming from on this particular issue. When I look at taking something out that is old and putting something, replacing that with something that is completely different in scope, I call that new. And so this is where I don't get confused as to what the different numbers are. I say, here's what was there. Here's what we built. And we'll let, higher levels than me to figure out how they want to, you know, couch that in the different times, whether, you know, how they actually sum that back up. But the easy way to do that, we work for Customs and Border. The easy way is to go see, provost or the commissioner and talk to those guys and say, you know, hey, help define this. You're right in D.C. They can lay all this out on the same kind of chart that we lay it out and say, here's about seven different bins. Here's what is in the potential of possible. And here's how we see this thing playing out.
You're saying that best comes from the CBP folks.
We work for the CBP. So all of this, even the DOD money, is being done in support of CBP. So clearly, CBP is the, they're the, what we call the stakeholder here. They're the ones who we are working for. And anything that's got to do with policy, funding, shape, dimension, size, how you articulate that, I normally default to them and let those guys be the answer.
We're the
concrete and steel guys. That's the way I like to say it. I tell my guys, we get an order. We're starting at point one. We end at point X. We do get asked to then go find the appropriate methodology. We give the best value we can back into CBP. But our job is to really be able to be the construction oversight agent.
This is the top man at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's the general at the top of the entire apparatus of the Corps of Engineers. We're chatting with today on his visit to North Dakota, and not only about flood protection, which we'll get in details tomorrow, get into more of the details tomorrow on that, but today I want to focus a little bit on the border just because we were just there, and I'm trying to get some answers on this. Next question about Senator Kramer's letter written to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying he's doing the math, and they're not going to be able to spend the money that's coming, let alone what's already been spent, on this pace. So, prime example, the president recently celebrated 2 miles of border fence at the border that took 8 months to build and was done 10 years after it was financed, which is why Senator Kramer is saying, let's do it a different way to speed it up. Is he right? Is that fair?
Well, I think DHS clearly has different options out there. That certainly is perhaps a potential that they could do is to write a check. In accordance with the federal acquisition regulations, when the federal government does contracting, we want oversight. We want to be able to make sure we have boots on the ground. We're not a private company just to write a check to, you know, Acme Engineering to go do something. So almost all the time, whether you're buying a tank or whether you're buying a project, normally there is some type of an executive agent that has both the capacity and the technical competency to make sure that the federal money is being spent as according to the contract. So we are an agency that does that. If DHS can find someone else that they want to do that, that's great. I'll let you ask them the question of how much risk they want to take with respect to their contracting oversight. But we have been asked to do a very specific role. Now, here's the other thing. You talk about aggressiveness. When we get the task to do it, we do it very aggressive. Obviously, we have not been working that section for 10 years. A good example is when we were turned on by the Secretary of Defense for the 284. We got the word one day. Our guys were on the ground, measuring the ground, doing surveys within 24 hours. So I'm not sure anybody hears that part of the story. Those contracts were already cut in record time. We are doing very, very innovative contracting methodologies to be able to expedite that. So don't look at when somebody says we want to get something done. I don't worry about what happened left side of when I get the order. When I get the order, our guys get the order, we go exceptionally fast, but we do it very, very disciplined in accordance with the federal acquisition regulation. If CBP can find a different way to do it, then we certainly would default to whatever they want to do.
All right. We're also going to ask him when we come back from the break specifically about what Senator Kramer, Senator Cassidy, Congressman Biggs, and others as well, Stauber from Minnesota, Johnson from South Dakota, a delegation of about 12 members of Congress, that were there yesterday, Arizona, you know, California, what they saw firsthand and what he's getting in the way of reports about that. There were U.S. Army Corps of Engineers people in Arizona with us yesterday. So want to finish with that piece when we come back from the break here in just a little bit and get that component. And then, as I say, this entire interview will play tomorrow, including more about flood protection projects they're looking at in Minot and in Fargo as well. So we're going to do that. And some more folks from the White House here as well today on What's on Your Mind as we talk a little bit about opportunity zones. We're going to be joined by two more guests from the White House. Kellyanne Conway is going to join us. Chris Berg of Point of View, who also had a chance to chat with the general from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We'll get his take on his conversation. And then Jerron Smith will join us, who is someone that's working on a number of initiatives related to opportunity zones. Works so closely with Jared Kushner here in the White House, so we'll chat with him, too, coming up. So lots to do. Oh, I forgot, Chad Peterson, too, a Cass County Commission member on the local impacts of this opportunity zone. So a lot going on today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. One reaction to our conversation with the general was from this listener saying, oh, my gosh, bring on the private sector. More coming up. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Lockerbraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a lot of good news, and you're hearing about it here at the White House on the economy. I think we made some great progress yesterday in opening the eyes of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and others to the capabilities of a good North Dakota company to help secure that border and do it in a timeline consistent with what the president wants. So that's good news. And I have one more little piece of good news from this morning's work in the state legislature.
the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library passed in a Senate vote with 34 senators voting in favor of that. So that's visionary. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the $50 million and where that would come from. Is it legacy fund dollars or whatever? What they're going to do is they're going to take dollars, $50 million total, 15 from the general fund, 35 in the form of a loan from the Bank of North Dakota in this bill, I guess. And of that 15 from the general fund, only like $5 million is newly appropriated money. And then the proceeds of that, the endowment for that, will be the operating and maintenance of the facility, which is something Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, did sort of telegraph to us not long ago, and that's what they ended up doing. But it did pass in the Senate, and that's certainly good news for a key priority for Governor Doug Burgum. We talked a lot about it on the program, and I'm sure we'll talk about it some more. So I think that's fairly called good news for sure. And one other thing I want to tell you today on the program is we are brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The energy of North Dakota is unbelievable. It really is. There's a lot of energy going on when you think about second largest oil producing state in the nation. And I think we're closing on Texas. I'm pretty sure we are. It might be a few years, but we're coming up fast. So the North Dakota Petroleum Council is all about strengthening America. That's what oil and natural gas from North Dakota does, because you have the abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced here, translating to worldwide economic stability. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. And everybody knows about our oil boom. They know about it. They talk about it. Even here at the White House, Jerron Smith is here, special assistant to the president for domestic policy. He's been a policy advisor on urban affairs and revitalization, and now a special assistant to the president, which is a big-time title. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. And the interesting thing is I just got promoted to deputy assistant to the president
for the
Office of American Innovation. And so God's been good, and it's a pleasure to be on your show and continue to serve.
That's awesome. A new title and a great office here in the White House. And you work also closely with Jared Kushner.
Jared Kushner, Brooke Rollins.
President's son-in-law, and there's been one particular issue that I know that that you and Jared have paid close attention to in North Dakota, and that's on the prison reform front.
Correct.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what you think is a game changer there, and
sure.
And maybe a little bit about North Dakota and what you see happening out there.
Right. Well, I will say the biggest game changer there is reform in the way that we do prisons. You know, our prison systems have historically, in many locations, just warehoused individuals and not actually prepared them to reenter society. And so the First Step Act re-envisions how we do prisons by taking an individual approach to solving for recidivism reduction by making recommendations to individuals who enter the prison system, programs such as vocational programs, mental health, drug rehab, to help reduce their recidivism risk when they leave prison. And I think that's a revolutionary part of it. It's also about fairness. Our legislation allows for the ending of the three-strike rule. It also creates there was a discrepancy between crack cocaine and powder cocaine, and those individuals who have been locked up for 100-to-1 sentencing, and we were able to give these opportunities to those individuals to come home early, and so over 600 people have been re-released into society. And so,
what I think people don't know about the plan,
sure,
is the fact that you agree to a set of standards in order to be put in that category, right?
Correct.
You're just not walking through prison saying, "Hey, you want to leave? You want
to
go?"
To work towards it.
Yeah, they got to show that they got skin in the game. They're willing to do this, and then ultimately are on a program for I mean, tracking that as they leave, right?
Yeah. The thing is that each individual participates in this risk and needs assessment, and the risk and needs assessment will talk about how risky are they to recidivate, and we give them a couple recommendations. This is only focused on the nonviolent offenders, so some of the people who are in the high risk to medium risk category wouldn't qualify. However, there are individuals in the medium risk category that may have been nonviolent offenders, and if they show the BOP that they can be productive citizens on the way out, they can earn time time, they can earn time and spend some of their time in home confinement rather than being a warehouse in the prison. But again, you have to work your way up. A person that's at the medium risk will have to work themselves down to low to qualify for home confinement. So only the low and minimal risk individuals will get that opportunity. And that incentive is kind of the key ingredient to make sure that people are accountable to their actions.
Yeah, and you know, that's again a kinder, gentler side of President Trump that I don't think most, for sure, the fake news media doesn't see it, but a lot of people across the country don't. And, and you know, there's many reasons I like that. I happen to believe that, you know, I mean, again, you've got a human being there, right? And I was raised to believe that everybody is made in the image and likeness of God.
Right.
So if they're in a prison or they're a coworker, they're in the same category, right?
Exactly.
And did they screw up? Yeah, a lot of people screwed up.
We're a nation of second chances.
Right.
We believe in second chances. The president will argue sometimes people need a second or third chance, you know, but let's create the right ecosystems for them to be successful. And let's start doing it in the prisons. And then also let's work to make sure that once they come out, that they can get rehired, get a job, you know, and participate in civil society and be leaders in the community.
You know what else? Workforce.
I mean,
we have, you know, North Dakota has more job openings than they have people looking for jobs.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, there's upwards of, you know, 30,000 jobs open at any one time. Just incredible.
Right.
So, I mean, and what's better for a rehab program than a job, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why it's important. Today we're having a conference that's going to promote opportunity zones. Opportunity zones in the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council are two things that the president has focused on that can help return the citizens when they come home. Because if you create economic development, then you have more jobs, you have individuals who can qualify to start a business, but you have to develop those ecosystems. And we appreciate the leadership from the governor of North Dakota. He's been here in the White House, was very key to helping us with our prison reform effort, and we want to continue to work with him and also some of the local leaders. And we think today's summit is going to be an example of us doing that partnership with state and local leaders.
That's fantastic. It really is. And it's stuff you just don't ever hear about, you know.
Right.
You don't, you really don't. So, I mean.
Well, we appreciate you covering this with us and getting the word out. But we also plan to come to the community and have convenings just like the one we're having here, because it's not about Washington. It's about fixing or helping the localities find local solutions to local problems. And we want to help empower civil communities to do the revitalization work. So
fantastic. Jerron, good to meet you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Keep fighting, battling every day.
Yeah.
One of the things I find amazing is this opportunity zones. I didn't know what they were.
Right.
And I covered the tax cut and all the back and forth of Congress and everything else. And when I heard that there was a White House event today, I'm like, well, okay, let me learn more. And it's great. And there's so much happening, and much of it very, very good. But, of course, you don't hear about it when you're only in the regular media. So
right.
We appreciate you. Thanks. Jerron Smith, Special Deputy Assistant to the President, Domestic Policy, and he is battling on our behalf on this issue at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. More coming up after this. Don't go away. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A search continues for an 18-year-old Florida woman who made what authorities describe as concerning comments, which have led to the closure of dozens of Denver, Colorado area schools.
She is Sal Pais, who is said to be infatuated with the Columbine shootings in 1999. The threat comes just days ahead of the massacre's 20th anniversary on Saturday. FBI agent Dean Phillips says they were alerted by Miami law enforcement agencies of the woman's threats as she arrived in Denver.
She departed the airport and went to a store where she did procure a weapon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your mind. President Trump, his event today will be about the economy and about opportunity zones, and we're talking to a number of people on the staff today. My gosh, it's been fun. From Steven Mnuchin, his Treasury Secretary, to his top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, and Mercedes Schlapp, who is, of course, the White House communications advisor, and a lot of other folks that aren't necessarily household names, but very, very talented people doing some incredible things. So kind of fun to find out about all of that today on the program. So it's been fun. We're brought to you in part today by our friends. You know who our friends are, don't you? Yes. Our friends at Go Wireline. That's right, those friends. Now, Go Wireline is the kind of place where you call them and they go. So if you need wireline, you call Dickinson, Williston, you take your pick. You call, they go. That's why it's called Go Wireline. That's right. You called, okay, we're going to go. They go. It's also a great place to work. Find out more about the careers they have available at gowireline.com/careers. Kevin, do you have cut number five ready from General Semonite, who earlier we were playing an interview with General Semonite, getting a lot of feedback from the audience today about that interview, saying, what in the world? Is that guy a politician or is it whatever? I actually quite enjoyed the interview. I thought he was pretty candid, but, here's one line. That was painful listening to the general. It sounded like he was getting pretty deep, and a few others as well. Russia's right. They have generals that are here to fight wars, and they have generals that are mouthpieces for the government. Chris Berg, of Point of View, interviewed General Semonite yesterday, and I did earlier this morning, and we're playing clips of that today on the program. Kellyanne Conway going to join us here in a few minutes, and we'll chat with her as well. Chris, I want to have you listen to this a little bit and compare it to your conversation with the general. And the question that I asked him was related to doing something different than what we've been doing to this point
on the border. So cut five, by the way, Kevin. It's, you know, I told him we were in Arizona yesterday. I told him that we're, you know, some of his, you know, crew there from the Corps, that there were senators there, congressmen's there. I asked if he had a readout on it, and just asked what he's hearing from that event in Arizona and about Fisher Industries in general. Here's what he said. Kevin, cut number five. Cut number five is what I'm looking for. Is Kevin? Yeah. Bueller. all right. So maybe somebody talk to me, Kevin. Once you get Chris hooked up and the cut ready to go, then I'll cue the cut and we'll get ready. See, I'm helpless here, folks. I'm at the White House. It's just me. I can't push any buttons. I can't do anything. I got to rely on others to push those buttons. So we got to do what we got to do. In the White House today, I should just describe the scene a little bit. I haven't had a chance to do that. Is home to, as I mentioned, this Opportunity Zone event. That's the president's going to be doing that a little later on this afternoon. He's doing it with local officials from all over the country, including one from North Dakota, Chad Peterson, with the Cass County Commission, talking about specifically Opportunity Zones and how they're doing it. So in typical, you know, sort of day-to-day TikTok events, the president does a event, and that's sort of driving the news. So the economy is what they're talking about today and pushing. So we've been talking about the economy and the Opportunity Zones. There are a number of my colleagues from Washington, D.C. radio station right there, Baltimore, Maryland right there, and a few others that are here as well. Sirius XM is here too, so a number of them, a few television folks, and all covering this event, getting a chance to learn a little bit more about it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's when the White House reaches out to media back home and say, hey, come into the White House. We'll give you our experts. You can ask anything. It's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. We did request an interview with the president because we don't come to the White House without requesting an interview with the president, right? They said the president really wanted to do it. Three people have told me this now, so I don't think it was like, you know, sunshine up the skirt kind of thing. There was very limited time, and so since we just had one a month ago, they said we'll have to wait for the next time. So I guess we'll wait for the next time. Okay, so did we get... we're still working on it. I guess we'll wait for the... Kevin, now I'm hearing myself back. Okay. So that's not good. I don't want to hear myself back. I hear you and I hear me. Yeah, which is not good. So I'm hearing myself a little delayed. If you aren't hearing me twice, that's fine. But Kevin, I did hear you, yes. Kevin? Yeah. It's a complete gong show. This is a gong show with G-O-N-G, gong show. I hear you, Chris. Yes, I do hear you. Thank goodness. Anyway. Yes. Yeah. I can, for the 15th time, I can hear you. Now, Kevin, do you have cut number five from General Semonite available to play so Chris and I can talk a little bit about the last clip that I want of the conversation with General Semonite?
I do. I have that ready.
Very good. We're going to play this. It's 2 minutes long. I will set it up again. So you know what we're talking about. I just asked him what he's hearing about Fisher Industries, what he heard about yesterday. There's members of Congress there. There's Corps officials there. What the heck's going on down there? Here's what he said.
Yeah, so I just want to caveat that we clearly have let contracts a couple of weeks ago. Those internal discussions as to who was involved and what those decisions were are contract sensitive, and so I'm going to stay out of that. We have potentially other contracts to award. I will commit to everybody that we always want to do what's right for the nation. We are going to do what's right by the regulations, and we want to find the best value. It doesn't necessarily mean whoever's the cheapest price. We have a set of criteria that we go through, a very, very deliberate acquisition strategy board, and then we pick whatever that contractor is, which is best value. The short answer is I saw about seven videos this morning. Several of the congressmen had a link on YouTube. I saw your section with the senator. I saw Chris Berg's section up here. So I'm very, very aware of what happened down there. I do think that there's a lot of innovation that's been used, and there's nothing that's off the table. Every time somebody walks in and says that they have a better way of delivering our product, then they're going to continue to be included in those discussions as the future works. And so I think this particular contractor, we have seen a formal proposal he sent to CBP. So when we continue to look at future options, I think that any contractor that has the ability to be able to get a better value for the taxpayer has to be, you know, very, very seriously considered. I have not got an actual report out from my guys. I did have three people on the ground yesterday. They were technicians. They were there from a technical perspective. I'm in D.C. I mean, I'm obviously in North Dakota now. I'm flying back later this week. And then somewhere towards the end of the week, I'll get a printout on that. But what we want to do is continue to be able to be open to contractors that have a good track record, that have obviously a demonstrated ability to be able to deliver. And we have seen a lot of innovation, and I think we want to continue to be open to anybody that wants to bring that to the table. And if you're the best choice for the construction of this structure, then I think the Corps will pick you.
All right. Now, the good news is Chris Berg has to wait to give his analysis on that. That's not good news, but it'll keep you in suspense because our next guest just showed up. But that was General Semonite, a top general U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, trying to explain why, you know, when we say this amount of wall is going to be built, this has to happen, that has to happen, this has to happen, and also what he thought of Fisher. I did take some comfort in the fact that he's very engaged in what happened yesterday in Arizona with that demonstration with the senators and congressmen, so that's a good thing. Well, here is someone very integral to the success of the Trump administration, special assistant to the president, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today, Scott?
Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So today's really all about the economy, isn't it?
It is. Every day here is about the economy and many other things. This president has unleashed an economic boom in this country, the likes of which we've never really seen, certainly not in modern times, if ever. Whether it's his Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the deregulation agenda, the explosion of energy, and starting with rebuilding our infrastructure. But also the capper here, I think, are the opportunity zones, because this president made a pledge during the campaign that he would be here to give voice and visibility and relief to the forgotten man and forgotten woman. And I believe the 35 million Americans in these 8,700 plus communities are the forgotten men and forgotten women, often forgotten by the Democrat mayors in their own cities. So this president is stepping in through his Treasury and Housing and Urban Development departments, and also through other means to help them share in this economic boom, give them job availability, job security, let them access their piece of the American dream. And the idea is that you would encourage folks who, individuals and organizations who are in such a position in this great economy, Scott, to invest locally. We're all familiar with the phrase buy locally. This is really invest locally. Why? We don't want these people and these communities just to survive. We want them to thrive.
Yeah. No kidding. And, you know, it's a narrative that's obviously missing completely from the fake news media, right? It's nowhere. None of these initiatives, things we've heard about today, and the incredible things, have the work you're doing on opioids and the crisis there, the connection to the border with that problem,
yes,
and fentanyl and other things, the opportunity zones, the low-income housing, the prison reform, nowhere, nada. But the Democrats, I guess, are trying to drown that out with, what, Medicare for All and
well, it's odd, too, because the Democrats voted for criminal justice reform, and every single one of them, Scott, let me repeat, every single Democrat in the Congress last year and every single Democrat currently running for president who's in the House and Senate voted in favor of Donald Trump's opioid and drug law, every single one. And so they're just being disingenuous. They like to take credit for it in certain communities when they can in front of certain audiences, and then they're just trying to crowd it all out with what you say, which is a government takeover, socialized medicine of one of the most intimate parts of your life, your health care. This is not going to be the president of health insurance. It's going to be the president of health care. And that's why he has led the way with respect to certain initiatives that he highlighted in his State of the Union two short months ago, $500 million for pediatric cancer care, an end to HIV and AIDS by 2030. As you said, historic funding for more access to treatment and recovery in this horrible drug crisis. He also is somebody who's very focused on improving public health outcomes for veterans. The maternal mortality rates are really rising. Also tribal and rural care. So we think that health care should not bankrupt the individual. It should not bankrupt the country. Medicare for All is a big socialist takeover of your health care with no way to pay for it.
We will finish this conversation with Kellyanne Conway on the other side of the break. Chris Berg, don't go away. From Point of View, more to do in our final segment from the White House today, talking about this great economy. More after this. Don't touch that dial.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We got a great deal today, Scott. 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT crew cab, stone blue metallic exterior, jet black interior. Does that sound nice or what? That's going to turn some heads, I'm telling you what. Fully loaded with the SLT packages and rear vision camera, remote keyless entry, vehicle starter included. So today the truck is yours for $39,890. That's $1,000 off. All you have to say is, Scott told me about this truck, I'm doing it. And Puckledge is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck and Valley City. This one's in the Valley City location, so check it out. Tell them Scott sent you. More with Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the President of the United States, live from the White House today on a big day, talking about the economy and the opportunity zones. Chris Berg from Point of View is here with me as well. And Chris, you got a question for Kellyanne?
Yeah, Kellyanne, first off, thanks so much for joining Scott today. We appreciate it. And also want to say thank you for you and your administration's stance on life. And kind of a different question, but I think a powerful one for Scott's listeners is, you guys had a great, you know, intimate showing of the Gosnell movie last week. Do you know if the president's done or considering an executive order to stop these states from these doing these post-birth abortions?
So, as you know, the president is quite animated about this issue because, like most Americans, it just shocks the conscience that that would even be legal or considered anything but barbaric and murder by any reasonable thinking American. This, of course, was brought, ironically, into full view in the last few months by none other than Democratic governor and still governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. Now, famous for being confused whether he's in blackface or a Ku Klux Klan outfit in his yearbook photo, but still the governor of Virginia. But famous to many of us days before that for saying in a radio show, of all places, in WTOP locally here in Washington, that if the infant was born alive after surviving an abortion, it would be, quote, kept comfortable, and then the doctor and the woman would consult about what to do next. That is completely outrageous and not so different from what Kermit Gosnell, the doctor in West Philadelphia, mm-hmm. was doing for a living and is now serving consecutive sentences for murder. He wasn't found guilty of being pro-choice. He wasn't found guilty of performing legal abortions. He wasn't found guilty of medical malpractice. He was convicted and imprisoned for three charges of murder because he was snipping the back of the necks with scissors. Mm. Of little black babies who had just been born and were still moving, according to the testimony by nurses and other aides who were in the room. He also, in addition, was convicted of 21 counts of illegal abortion and one count of manslaughter because a woman who had received an abortion from him died in his care. So when you hear things like this, you hearken back to October 19, 2016, when President Trump really made the most impassioned pro-life plea that I've ever heard from a debate podium, where he turned yes. around to Hillary Clinton, just basically said, no, you're the extremist on abortion. You would rip the baby out of its mother's womb an hour before it's being born. And I think the country let out a collective, ew, but good. You should be forced to see what this is really about and stop pretending that it's just some gauzy, quote, right to choose. There's a consequence to those choices. And the legislation that the Democrats have voted against, let me just tell everybody what the legislation is called. It is called the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Protection Act. Now, there's a lot of gobbledygook and gibberish in legislation here in Washington. You read the bill, you have no idea what it's about and what you're going to vote on. This one's pretty straightforward. Let's break it down. Born alive, you're born alive. Who's born alive? The abortion survivor, and then it's Protection Act. So basically, what that bill said is that this basic minimum standard of care, perhaps, that any living, breathing human being would have, or an infant whose mother wanted it, who wasn't aborting it, had, that we're going to apply that standard of care to that newborn who survived the abortion. And I do believe the state has an interest, has the right, and has the responsibility to care for that innocent life. You remember, what's her name, Maisie Hirono, when she wasn't telling men to just shut up and sit down during her failed quest to derail Brett Kavanaugh's nomination, destroy him, his reputation, his career, and his family, her. She more recently said, well, why do we care about this legislation? Why don't we care about kids who are already alive? So you see the callousness to match the politics here. And I think it's going to be a big issue going into 2020 because you basically have a bunch of people running around for president who are for 8th, 9th month yeah. abortion, sex selection abortion, which means who wants that third baby girl anyway?
Well, I would also say never underestimate the energy of a pro-life voter.
It's so true.
Right?
They are, you know what, it's a difference between agreement and intensity.
Yeah.
So you will see the polls split. I think they favor pro-life a little bit more now because of the issues we're talking about, the president that we have. But even when it's split, the intensity is really on the side of the pro-life voters because they look at that baby as a life and they're more likely to show up at the polls based on that issue than not. And that's incredibly important because that's, you've always seen that even with Second Amendment voters, where it's a difference between agreement and intensity. People will say, I'm for gun control, I'm for this, I'm for that. But the Second Amendment voters show up, the pro-lifers show up.
Would you do us a favor, though, from Chris and I, just thank the president for, you know, having the guts to show that movie. There isn't a Republican on the planet that would be occupying the White House that would say, let's show that movie.
I would say none of the 16 he ran against, all of whom I know well and some of whom are my friends and whom I admire. They've all had very successful careers in politics and business and in life, and I'm not sure they would have done that. They don't want to take the heat. But it's not just the president screening a movie, showing a movie at the White House and having reception after. It's really his record on pro-life, the Title X, the defunding Planned Parenthood that gets $500 million a year in taxpayer money and gives 99% of its donations to Democrats. We shouldn't be funding that.
Unforgivable. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you
all. Best to you, your beautiful
you.
Children.
I love having the Bison here and all you North Dakotans.
Yes.
Come back again.
Big Carson Wentz fans in the...
I sure am. In the Conway House. So you got it. Exactly. Number 11
right.
Forever.
All
good
right.
Guy.
Take care.
Take care.
God bless
Bye.
You, folks. Thanks for listening from the White House.
So here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.